Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe as well as our island skies. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. So this week, Stargazers, the planets in our skies are moving into the western sky and will be setting a little earlier as the month progresses. Venus is still by far the brightest object in the western sky, and it will set just before 10 p.m. Following Venus will be Jupiter, setting just after 10 p.m. Finally, Saturn will remain with us till the early morning when it sets at around 3:30 a.m. Now, our moon this week is waxing, meaning it's approaching its full moon phase towards the end of the week. We may still be able to spot the International Space Station as it passes over the islands tonight at 8:24 p.m., moving from the north-northwest to the east-northeast.
Speaking of spotting things, sounds like quite a feat up on the summit of Mauna Kea, where I believe you've got a story about spotting the galaxy furthest away from us?
That's right. A joint team from some of the largest observatories on the planet have worked together to discover the brightest galaxy yet found in the early universe. They may have found the first ever generation of stars born after the birth of the universe. Thought to have formed around 800 million years after the birth of the universe. This first generation of stars are almost totally made up of light elements like hydrogen and helium. These stars are responsible for making all the heavy elements that make up the universe today. So stuff like oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and iron were created in the hearts of these early stars and then thrown out into the universe when these stars died. Now, stars like our sun contain a lot of heavy elements, as does planet Earth and even the human body.
So you're saying there's a real connection to life in the universe and the elements of our sun going right to these?
Exactly. This early generation of stars is where it all began.
So more on the Mauna Kea part of it.
Well, the team involved was composed of some heavy hitters. We have the Keck Observatory, that's the two largest mirrors on the mountain right now. We have the Subaru Observatory from the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan. And they partnered with the European Southern Observatory and its very large telescope, and also the Hubble Space Telescope.
That's a lot of partnering.
Oh, it sure is.
Well, very good, and we appreciate the heads up, and we will look for more interesting discoveries being made up on the Mauna Kea Summit. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer.